The sad reality is that in spite of this sea of pink, the breast cancer statistics have not changed in the last 25 years. And perhaps even more importantly, a false sense of security has been created as if the cure is almost here or just beyond the corner. In Think Beyond Pink, host Linda Bamber's position is clear. None of this might be necessary if we used prevention methods. That's what she does with her business, Breast Research Awareness and Support, or BRAS. And that's what she does on her show. Listen and learn how to move beyond pink into the P that really counts, prevention. Now, here's Linda Bamber.
Think Beyond Pink strives to educate women about this wave of pink that we've created. There is so much more that can be done for women's breast health that hasn't even been tapped. You know, I think we're all aware that the statistics are bad. 1 in 3 women will have breast cancer. We're also aware that those statistics are getting worse. But are you aware that there is a different type of breast health screening available? It's called thermography. And many women are still only learning about mammography, and sometimes that's associated with the fear factor. But I want you to know about thermography today. And Dr. Catherine Fuchs, who has the Women's Health Letter, which is available online, womenshealthletter.com, says this about thermography. She will continue to have regular thermograms and keep writing about thermography in my newsletter until there are centers throughout the country. So I kind of flipped her phrasing around there. But she is saying that we need thermography centers in every city for women's health. Now, another woman who loves thermography is Dr. Christiane Northrup. And she says this is actually the best breast test. She says many women believe that a mammogram is the best test for detecting breast cancer early, but it's not. Studies show that a thermogram identifies precancerous cells earlier and doesn't hurt the body. Isn't this what women really want? So I'm glad that you're joining me here today. I have two wonderful co-hosts with me, I guess you'd say. I have Ingrid Adams and Ursula Walker, who are from the BRAS thermography franchise in the Seattle area, specifically from Issaquah, Washington. So, gals, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I appreciate that you're going to take the time. And what I really appreciate is that you're stepping out to educate women and provide thermography in your area specifically. So, first off, I know that you two are sisters and that you have another sister who helps you. You're the owners, and then Tiora helps you. And so I think that's just so amazing that three sisters are working together. So what got you interested in the concept of educating women about breast health and thermography?
Well, this is Ingrid, and Ursula and I really wanted to work together, and we did a lot of research to find out what we could do, something in the alternative healthcare field. And we came upon the BRAS franchise. And also, our mother had breast cancer about 15 years ago, and she survived. But we remembered how much stress that was for our family, and we felt like this was a perfect fit for us to really help women, educate them, really be proactive with their breast health, and not just wait around for something to happen, but to actually do something to keep our breasts healthy.
And I think that's just a concept that we need to be stressing more and more. How about you, Ursula? Were there any other reasons that we need to distress, the reason that you like thermography so much and jumped into this business?
Well, I'm from a similar background, of course, mm-hmm. since we are sisters. And this was just something that just really sounded to me like something that women needed to know about, and I don't feel like enough women do. So it was just a great opportunity for us to make it kind of more visible and more prevalent here in the Seattle area.
Perfect. Now, gals, I think we should start from the beginning. We've used the word thermography several times, I have specifically, and I've given some quotes, but what is thermography?
Thermography is digital infrared thermal imaging, so it's a non-invasive, no radiation, compression-free type of breast screening that you can do, and it shows, it's a test of function, so it's basically doing an overall breast health check. It's just seeing whether your breasts are in a healthy state or not. And if the answer is not, then there's things that we can do just in our own lifestyle that could possibly reverse that and make our breasts kind of in a more healthier state.
I like that. That's really easy. You know, another way I tell women sometimes is it's an imaging system. You'll see a picture immediately on a computer screen, and it's checking to see if your breast has a fever or if it's running a temperature, mm-hmm. and then you can do some things. So women need to know that this is available, and it's available in the Issaquah, Washington, Seattle area, and we need women to learn about it and then also learn about all the wonderful information that you have about educating them for their breast health. So what else happens when they come in and they get a thermogram at your office? What do you do exactly?
Well, first they have to acclimate to the room temperature. It's at 70 degrees, so it's about a 10-minute acclimation period. Then we do the series of pictures, which takes maybe another 10 minutes. And then we sit down and talk about ideas to keep our breasts healthy. And one of my favorite ones to talk about is our dental health and how it affects our breasts. There are 8 molars that affect the breasts. And one of the ideas that we have comes from India. It's called oil pulling. And so I recommend that first thing in the morning, you swish oil in your mouth. So it could be sesame oil, coconut oil, or olive oil for 20 minutes. And it pulls toxins out of your body and your mouth and actually creates a healthier environment in your mouth, which can decrease any kind of risk that you have from your dental affecting your breast health.
Now, that's kind of a great concept that women should be educated about, and I have talked about this on other shows, but when you give women these thermograms and they're seeing their images, they're seeing a picture of their face so that they can see the inflammation. Is that correct?
Right. And a lot of times here in Issaquah, we do recommend if they're interested in doing a half body, which would show their dental health, their thyroid, and many other conditions in their body, to get at this overall picture because our bodies are all connected and all of these things can affect our breasts. So, yeah, we a lot of times recommend more than just the breast screening.
Perfect. And don't you think that's what we're missing with a mammogram? I mean, the images and the x-rays, well, we haven't even talked about that yet, but just the fact that they're not getting an education how their whole body affects their breast health.
Right.
You know, you just mentioned that the teeth are connected to breast health, but not very many women know that. There are 8 molars, like you said, or 8 teeth that can affect that. And so you're giving them information and you're actually showing them a picture of the inflammation in their mouth so that they can do the oil pulling or other suggestions that you give them. And when they have a second thermogram at a later date, they can see if those changes have made any difference.
Right.
And that's not being provided with a mammogram. We have no indication if anything's going on. We're just waiting and watching and looking for that cancer. We're not doing any prevention. So
right.
I really love these ideas. So what's another idea that you can show them? Ursula? Do you have a favorite passion?
Another great thing that we like to tell women is about iodine, because really we just, you know, most Americans do not have enough iodine in their diet, and we need iodine for our breast health, for our thyroid health, for just our overall health. So we do offer an iodine cream for sale here that women can buy that they can actually put directly on the breast. And, you know, well, you were talking about getting a mammogram. It's like if they can go and get a mammogram and find out they have cysts in their breast, but that's pretty much, they're pretty much told, okay, you have cysts in your breast. Okay, it's, you know, there's nothing you really can do about it, but it's not cancer, so you're okay. But we don't want to leave our breasts in that state. That's not really a normal state for them. And one of the things that some women have found helpful is using iodine to help with that. That can sometimes help with the fibrocystic breast or cystic lumps for women.
And that is so important. I like how you stress that we just don't have enough in our diet. Even though you live close to the ocean and you have a lot more seafood than people, you know, in the middle of the U.S., no one has enough iodine. And we are just not aware that the iodine really controls our body temperature. And if our body temperature is low, cancer has an easier time of, you know, gaining a foothold in our body. So even that information that you give women about iodine for their breast health can protect their whole body. So I really like how the thermography does that. You know, other things about the iodine, you know, even the connective tissues are supported with iodine. So if a person actually does have something growing and they start taking iodine or use that iodine balance, which is a cream you put on your breast, it can actually work to possibly stop the spread of problems in connective tissues. Now, I'm not saying the word cancer, but the spread of different problems. So it is very important, the education that you're giving women. How do they react when they find something new or different that they haven't ever heard before?
Well, the women that I talk to, they just love it. I have many women that came back for their 3 months and tell me that they are doing the oil pulling. And I think Ursula has had people come back with success with the iodine cream as well.
Perfect. And you mentioned 3 months. What does that mean? What do women need to know about 3 months?
The doctors recommend with your initial thermogram that you come back in 3 months to really establish a baseline, because healthy breast tissue, really there should be no changes. We all have a thermal fingerprint, and the only thing that really changes that is developing pathology. So that 3 month baseline is really important that they do that.
And then when would they have their next thermogram?
It'd be yearly after that.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So we need to stress that they're just a couple of thermograms 3 months apart just to establish that baseline. And then after that, it would be similar to how we have our mammograms set up kind of on a yearly basis. That's perfect for women to tuck into the back of their minds. Once in a while, I ran into a woman who's already had a mammogram, you know, but she definitely remembers the fact that if she would look at thermography, she would not have that pain or pressure or radiation. So are you concerned, or are women coming in concerned about the radiation from their mammograms?
Yes. A lot of women that do come here, that is a primary concern, is the radiation. And so that this is a great option for them if that's their concern. We really explain and encourage them to do thermograms.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the radiation today? Is there a cause? And I'm assuming that's why you started the thermography business.
Yeah, you know, since I've been in this business, I've been doing research about that and just really reading up on it. And what I've read is that 75% of breast cancers are caused by radiation from a medical source. And so that would be all kinds of radiation, maybe CAT scans, X-rays, mammograms. But if you think of all the tests that we're going through, it all accumulates and eventually can cause harm to our bodies. So I think with that in mind, we really have to be thoughtful and mindful of this when we make decisions about these tests. Like for me, when I go to the dentist, I'm asking my dentist not to do the routine X-rays and just only do them when I have a problem. That's a personal decision for me, but I really want to minimize my exposure.
How about you, Ursula? Do you have other women's comment on radiation?
Yeah, I mean, surprisingly, there's a lot of women that don't even realize that mammography is radiation. They haven't been told that, or they just haven't heard anything about it. So just letting women know, because we do have a lot of women that have that come in here and have had quite a few mammograms, and when they find out that the amount of radiation they've been exposed to, it's really actually kind of shocking to them. So I guess us being around and spreading the word about thermography actually creates an awareness that there is radiation exposure with mammography that maybe some women didn't even know about.
And I think that is so important. You know, when I started into this business, I didn't realize that my own mother, who had breast cancer, had had 35 mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
So some of our elderly women who have done what their doctors have told them to since their 40s are going to have a huge exposure to radiation.
Right.
And Dr. Mercola, if you have not accessed his website, it's great. It's terrific. He's got lots of information on thermography. It's mercola.com, mercola.com. He says that 10 x-rays, 10 mammograms, you have a 10% increase in breast cancer. Now, everybody can't stop having mammograms. We're not saying that at all. We're just saying that we need to be more aware. And I think Ingrid said it so beautifully. You know, we need to be aware. I have stopped even having, I don't go through the x-rays in the airport. How about you, gals? What do you do about that?
Same thing. I opt out and just let them do the pat down rather than getting any of that radiation. It's actually a dirty radiation, and I believe it sits on the surface of your skin. Ursula, maybe you can explain that better.
Yeah, it's scattered, and it sits because it doesn't penetrate through your body. They have to scatter it, so it just kind of sits on your skin for a little while. And they're actually now have decided to pull those X-ray version of the airport scanners out of the major airports. And the report is that they're saying it takes too much time, but my suspicion is maybe they found that the radiation is actually not as benign as they thought it was.
Yes, I think you're exactly correct on that. And I heard it described, you know, like you said, dirty x-rays, and those molecules were larger, you know,
mm-hmm,
so they don't penetrate
yeah.
your body. And so that's how they can accumulate. And that's a simplistic explanation, but then that makes sense to everyone. Oh, that's why x-rays mm-hmm. accumulate. And that's what
right.
we've got to know. We've got to put that in wording that all of us can understand. So obviously, like you, when I go through the airports, I stop and I get that pat down, and I feel a lot better about it. You know, I had a hard time believing a sign I saw in the airport that said these systems have 10,000 less radiation amounts of radiation less than their cell phone. You know, and
I
am so sorry that I didn't take a picture of that, you know, because that was
right.
such an unbelievable statement that was made or posted, you know. So
yeah, and Linda, can you explain about the BRAC gene and the effect of radiation when you have the BRAC gene? I've heard you explain it very well.
Well, gals, it's so important to know. Sometimes you will have to test for that gene and be told that you definitely are carrying the genetic problem. You have a problem with that. And so, of course, one of the first things offered to you is more mammograms. So you can come in on a 3-month or a 6-month basis for those mammograms, quote unquote, to protect you and watch you more better for problems. But what we're not realizing and stressing is that our RNA DNA is actually damaged. Those are weak genes to start with. They're genetically mutated, and those are exactly the genes that x-rays can damage quickly, very, very quickly. So gals, if you're out there and you have that BRAC gene, think very, very carefully about having mammograms. Think about thermography instead that can keep watch on your breast health without all the radiation that's known to cause genetic mutations.
Mm-hmm.
So important.
Yeah, that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so that's why we're so proud that Ursula and Ingrid are offering thermography. And gals, how can they get a hold of you?
They can email us at brasnorthwest, it's brasnw@gmail.com, or they could call us at 425-677-8430. And also, our website is brasthermography.com if they'd like to take a look at us on the web.
And if you don't know how to spell thermography, it's thermography.
Okay, and with that, we're just going to break for a minute for our sponsor. We are with Ingrid Adams and Ursula Walker, who have a thermography business in Issaquah, Washington, and we want to stress again that they are doing such amazing work with providing information about breast health and thermography in their offices or their office. So, gals, I know there's some other things that you might want to share. The name of the company is BRAS, Breast Research Awareness, and we specialize in thermography. But what about bras? Women call you sometimes and say, oh, do you sell bras? What do you say at that?
Yeah, you know, it's actually a nice way to start a conversation. They come in the door and they want to know if we sell bras, and we explain what the business stands for, Breast Research Awareness and Support. And I usually try to talk to them a little bit about how often we wear our bras and the effect on our breast health. And actually, if you wear your bra 24 hours a day, your chances of breast cancer are 3 out of 4. And if you never wear your bra at all, your chances are 1 out of 168, the same as a man. And from what I understand and from what I've read, that's because our breasts are naturally supposed to be unrestricted. And by binding them up with a bra, we're constricting our lymphatic system. And I believe I've also read that our breasts should be cooler. So when they're bound up, that would keep them warmer. Linda, do you have anything to add to that?
I think you did a perfect job on that. My, that's really good. Well, Ursula, what about those underwires? What do you think about that?
Yeah, underwires are problematic because they act as if they're metal. They can act as antennas. So all the EMFs that are around, you're basically just calling them all to your breast area, which can cause problems for your breast. So it's much better to either go without underwires if you are wearing a bra, or to use the plastic ones. There are some places you can get, some have plastic in it. You can get a magnet and just test to see if you have metal or not, or you can just replace them. They do have plastic ones that you can replace your metal ones with if you really need the underwire on your bras.
And, you know, that's so thought-provoking because you might see that concept on, quack or, you know, Doctor.com or whatever it is, that this is not correct, that that's absolutely false. But gals, this is common sense, you know, and there actually is some scientific evidence to back that up, and it comes from the Kansas City area, the Midwest Research Institute. A man named Charles Graham did the research, and he's saying that all of these EMFs that we're surrounded with, the electromagnetic frequencies, are actually able to change or mess with our estrogen and our testosterone. So then when you wear these underwear bras that, like Ursula said, are an antenna, we have really created some havoc in our breast. So can we see that on the thermograms that you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of times you can see a white area underneath the breast. And, you know, in some cases when I do a thermogram, I don't see any of that white. I see it's totally neutral, just green. So I can see a difference with different women.
So you can see more heat when they're wearing underwear bras.
Exactly.
And then, you know, also another thing that I've seen is that on the sides, if those wires are poking them, they've got hot spots right there, too. They have an irritation there. And if you're wearing that same kind of a, you know, underwear bra for, you know, 20 years, that's going to cause some problems eventually. So it's just amazing what the thermography can show. What are some other things that you think that are unique that thermography can show women? And, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. So what do they see?
Well, in thermography, as stated, I mean, I guess not just related to breast health, like in the thyroid, it can actually show whether your thyroid's in good function or not, whether it's functioning at a normal level or not, which is really advantageous for a lot of women, because we can even have thyroid blood tests that we fall in the normal range, but the normal range is so wide, it may not be the optimal range for us. So that's valuable for a lot of women, because thyroid is so important with your breast health.
It definitely is. And so I just love the fact that just with a picture, you know, you're going to snap it just like you would any regular camera. That picture's instant, and they can gain some valuable information about their thyroid. And so then something can be done according to their choosing, but they can know that they need to take some extra steps for that. I think I've seen some pictures of women that have had aspartame. They're very inflamed. Have you seen those?
You know, I haven't, but I know I've seen one from you, Linda, and we had that going at our event at the Northwest Women's Show last weekend, and a lot of women were commenting on that they drink a lot of aspartame and they were concerned. And so I think it's really important to let women know that it does cause that kind of inflammation.
And so, again, with just one picture, we can see if a woman is inflamed, whether from an allergy. I've seen several women that have had soy-based allergies, and their bodies were just red hot all the way across. And inflammation is a key word in our health today. So the thermogram is so valuable for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I maybe am skipping around just a little bit, but who do you send these pictures off to? Who interprets them?
There's a group of medical doctors. Some of them are radiologists, some are OBGYNs, and some general doctors. But the majority of our images that we send in are interpreted by Dr. Tom Hudson. He's a radiologist out of Florida, and he specializes in breast health, you know, radiology, biopsies. He's done all of that, mammography, and he also wrote a book called Journey to Hope. Which is a great book about, it says on the front, Leaving the Fear of Breast Cancer Behind, a book of self-care and prevention for women and men who love them. So, yeah, he reads the majority of our thermograms, and if a woman wants to specify that she would like him to interpret it, we can always do that.
That is so perfect. You know, we have the best of both worlds, somebody who's a radiologist but also interprets our thermography for us. So, you know, when you come to the bra system, especially in the Issaquah, Washington area, or also in the Kansas City area, there's also another bras franchise in Springfield, Missouri, another one in Nashville, Tennessee, and Louisville, Kentucky. So when you access any of those bra centers, you're going to have access to Dr. Hudson for those interpretations. And I think that is just wonderful. And it's so informative that women can know that he's also written a book, and he works in the natural field also. So we need to be adding people who are into prevention. Other comments that you might have on the thermography, is there anything that we're leaving out here? How long does it take to get your thermogram or your report?
It takes 24 to 48 hours, and we mail a copy to the client and then a doctor of their choosing. And the doctor gives them a full write-up of what they're seeing in the images, full interpretation. So their doctor does not need to know how to read a thermogram because they have a full report. And I think that's really important to explain because a lot of doctors tell their patients, you know, I can't read a thermogram. But that's totally fine because they are already interpreted and a full report is provided.
And if the doctor needs to have any questions answered, they can contact the interpreting doctor and get those questions answered.
That is just a terrific service that you provide. What other services or things do you have when women come into your office?
We also have a biomat, and that's an infrared heat bed with amethyst crystals and tourmaline. And the heat penetrates up to 7 inches into your body, and it lowers your cortisol level, your blood pressure. It increases the endorphins in your body. It helps with sleep, pain. We offer a free 30-minute session with every thermogram. And most of the women that come through here just love it. It has really been a huge, huge hit with all of the women.
And we also do carry supplements here from the Bras franchise that all relate to breast health in some way or another. And we do also have other products we have shampoos and conditioners that maybe don't have any of the toxins in it, nail polish, and even some Himalayan salt products because Himalayan salt is so good for us with all the minerals, the trace minerals in it.
And we carry something unique from the with Himalayan salt, Ursula, if you want to explain, but it's a, I think we call it a brine.
It's called brine, but it's also been called sole. It's basically some large salt rocks from Himalayan salt in a jar, and you fill the jar with water, let it sit for 24 hours, and then you take a teaspoon and put it in a glass of water in the morning, and it's a natural alkalizer, and it also has a lot of trace minerals that are just really excellent for our overall health.
So you have really stocked a gamut of things that can be helpful for women's breast health, and all women should appreciate that. They should be flocking in to see the services that you offer, and certainly to take advantage of that free biomat session because that is wonderful. You know, we've just had an announcement that the biomat is used in the Tulsa Cancer Centers of America. There's a mat in every suite for people to use, and that's so interesting because there are other cancer clinics around the world that are using it. But that's the first one that I know of specifically in the U.S. that's using the biomat. And you're offering that to women right in the Seattle, Issaquah
right.
area. So, gals, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for joining me today and spreading the word, you know, for women that we need to be thinking beyond pink. Thanks.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
To learn more about Linda and her business, go to breastresearchawareness.com and learn about thermography, a safe, painless, radiation-free health screening. Also, check out the franchise she founded to help educate women and provide thermography and breast health education. Bras Franchise, thanks for listening today. And please remember to listen to the next episode of Think Beyond Pink.